We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I don't know a lot about numerology. Is this the right numerology music?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right, numerology, you're supposed to use numbers like E equals MC squared. I don't know. I mean, numbers are relative, right? Like, they sometimes create formulas and they work, but this whole thing that Liv the Web Girl has saying that numerology can kind of help out with your horoscope or kind of predict who you are, what you should be doing. I don't know about all this.
So it's, like, different from a horoscope because... Yeah, it's just different. It doesn't really have anything to do with the stars. But I also think it's interesting that numbers are the ones that help us understand the space and the stars and the moon and the orbit. And also, apparently, they can help predict our life. So it's not like numbers are always wrong. So basically, it's just a test. And there's a formula that you can follow. We put a link to it on our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, and also a swipe up link to it on our Instagram stories at Joe and Alex Show. And we all did it. We all did the little equation puzzle thing with the numbers at home by ourselves. And now we're going to read what our numerology calculator predicts for our life and what we're like.
Okay. Yeah, so basically it gives you like a little chart and it tells you a number that associates with a letter. So you add up all the letters in your name according to the number they match with, and then that's how you get your score.
Liv, what is yours?
Okay, so mine says my best traits are fierce-dom, honey, that, and independence.
What number was that? That was a number one?
Yes, that was a one.
Okay.
And then it says, my dream job. It says, you'd crush an industry like advertising where your big ideas will shine. My love match would be threes and fours. They are the Jughead to my Betty. They're tough enough to put up with whatever you and life might throw at them.
I'm sorry, but WTF at any of the words that you just said.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
I don't know what you're, what that
means. Do
you
not know who Jughead and Betty are?
No, I don't know what that means. I don't know what it says. You're a honey. I don't know what any of that is.
Riverdale.
You guys don't know. Okay, Jughead and Betty are like two of the biggest characters in Riverdale.
That sounds like
offensive. Anyone who watches Riverdale.
Oh, they're a Jughead.
No. Jughead is his name. Jughead is like kind of like a tough guy. He can be a little bit of an outsider. He can be kind of quiet.
Okay.
And Betty is very like sweet and smart and like determined.
Yeah, but what was the first part? You said something about honey.
Okay, so fierce-dom.
Fierce-dom. I've never heard that word before.
It's made
like
up.
Fierce.
Yeah, I've never heard the word fierce-dom.
Well, it's a real word. I'm looking it up right now.
I don't.
Gosh,
okay,
we're
looking
coming
it
out
up.
The
no, I'm just making sure. If
we're
I have questions, hater. People listening might have questions.
We're not hating. Do you think this is accurate to Liv saying that an independent that she'd crush an industry like advertising where her big ideas would shine?
I mean, am I
the
huge,
silence says no.
Am I a huge bitch if I say no?
No, it's being honest.
You don't think I have big ideas?
And yes, you
no,
are. But
I mean, you do have. I'm not saying you don't have ideas, but what did it say? Like a CEO?
No, it said
you're crushing an industry like advertising.
I don't
where
know
your
about
big ideas will shine.
I actually, fun fact, thought about going into advertising. But
I don't know
I
if I see
not.
That. I don't know if that's the right fit.
That's a big no for me, dog.
Okay, well.
I didn't know if mine was necessarily accurate either.
And
what number
honey
was...
just means sweet. And they just say that like okay. I'm in independence and I can be fierce.
Alex, okay. After you added all yours up, what was your number on this list?
I got a six.
Ooh.
And so it said, I'm always holding my friend's hair back when they've had too much tequila. I'm super responsible. That part I agreed with. I am always the mother whenever I go out with my friends. I'm always the one that doesn't end up drinking as much. I'm always DD. I'm always like, did you eat? Did you put sunscreen on? Whatever. Like, that's always me. So I would agree with that part. It said my dream job is fashion week. Lean into your love of all things aesthetic, which I thought was interesting.
I think that nails you. You don't like that stuff?
No. I did think that that part was accurate because since I was 13 years old, I wasn't ever planning on getting into radio. I always thought I was going into the fashion industry. So that was always my dream job. This is the part that I'm like, I'm unsure about this. It says for my love match, which I don't even get what they're saying. You've hit the compatibility lottery.
That means you're just compatible with anyone.
Well, that's absolutely not true.
That's not true at all.
It says seriously, go forth and date whoever.
Yeah, no.
So I mean, disagree with that.
Maybe you should. Right. Maybe it means, Liv, that Alex should go
maybe,
date whoever.
Yeah, maybe it's saying that you shouldn't be so picky.
But again, for the 100th time, I did used to do that. That was the worst nightmare for
that's
me.
That's like
I
saying
know.
You worked
I
out for a week
I dried
work.
Up more
no,
than the Sahara
no.
Desert trying
I
to date people
no.
that were my opposite. I'm so unattracted
no,
to
I'm
it.
No, I'm not saying you're opposite. I'm just saying don't be so superficial with your picks.
Yeah, I used to do that. All throughout high school, every guy I dated was butt ugly because I only dated them for their personalities. That ended
you're
up weird.
You're still that way right
I
now,
I was
though.
Like 18 years old. And and my boyfriends would be like, I feel like I'm in a dried up marriage. Ew. Like, because I never would like touch them, kiss them, anything, because I was so unattracted to them, because I was only dating them for their personality. So I've been down that road.
An old town road I'm going to.
Okay, Joe, what'd you get?
Oh, me? I think it's bullcrap. I got, what did I get here? I'll check my number again. I got myself a lucky number 7. My best trait, level-headed and thoughtful vibes mean your BS radar is the go. I'm good at detecting BS because I hate excuses, but I don't think I'm level-headed with it. Dream job. Embrace your inner nerd and become a researcher or a scientist.
What?
So you're always learning.
No.
Well, I'm not an inner nerd, but I do like learning
things.
That
would be more like your wife would probably be good scientist or something.
I need to do hers to see if this is accurate because my wife is a hardcore nerd.
I don't understand how you can say, I love learning, but like you almost failed out of high school. Well, that doesn't correlate to me.
Because every time, Liv, like that I've talked about in the show, and maybe if you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex show and you don't know this, I graduated my high school. I didn't go to college or anything. I just went to radio school, but I did get a scholarship for that. But I had a 1.7. I was one of the lowest out of 700 kids graduating. But I didn't go to school my senior year. My poor mom, like I almost got like the state involved because I never went. So that's why my grades are so bad. But I do like to learn certain things.
Then why didn't you show up to school?
Because there's certain things I didn't like to learn.
Exactly. Okay. So this thing can't be right.
Yeah.
What's your love match? Right.
Love match? It says anybody but your wife. No. 5, adaptable. 9s are super supportive and both are totally... hot to you. So let's see. I want to see what a 9 is because I didn't look at that number yet. A 9, their best trait, you give off being humanitarian energy, big humanitarian energy. No one is more passionate about saving the world than you. Kind of, my wife likes to recycle. And 5 is Alex?
I'm 6.
Oh, you're 5. 5 is adventure is your middle name. No one is more ready for anything than you are. Your dream.
You don't like either of those.
Yeah, I don't know. So does that mean I'm married to the wrong person?
No, but both of those kind of seem like your wife, because your wife likes adventure and she likes to travel.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
That's her biggest gripe with you is that you're not adventurous.
See, these numbers are wrong, Liv, because I don't like to do any of this.
All right, pork
chop. Why would I get compatible with somebody like that? Pork chop.
I think mine might be the only one that's truly right.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll be the judge of that.
What is your number, sir, pork chop?
So I got the number 2. It says, best trait. When everyone's arguing about a bunch of plans in a group chat, you're the peacemaker.
Wow, actually, you know what, so far.
And then it says, dream job. Counseling or social work is the perfect outlet.
That would be. I think that was kind of on point.
Oh, yeah, we're 2 for 2 here. There's no way it could be 3 for 3.
Dream job is counseling or social work is the perfect outlet for your desire to help others. Okay. And then the love match says, 2s are relationship MVPs. Which means dating a fellow 2 is going to make your life super easy. By the way, I did do Chase's, and he got number 9.
Oh no!
You guys aren't compatible. Then
no,
you guys got to break up.
No,
you can take this for yourself on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show on our story. Just swipe up, or on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next in the garbage: did Taylor Swift copy Beyonce with her Billboard Music Awards performance last night? And Cardi B talked about mom guilt.